If you live in Massachusetts, in the Boston area, you don't have to boil your tap water anymore, at least according to Massachusetts officials. A pipe broke over the weekend, affecting tap water for nearly 2 million people, but now that order to boil water has been lifted. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
When millions of gallons of water first erupted from a massive underground water pipe, things were looking pretty bad around Boston.
Oh, 10 being the worst, this is a 9.5.
Fred Lasky, head of Massachusetts Water Resources Authority, warned that untreated backup water could make people sick, and many, like Newton resident Bill Beiser, were approaching panic.
I don't normally go and sort of say the sky is falling, but I sent text messages to a half dozen friends saying, you know, don't drink water unless it's boiled.
It didn't take long before stores were wiped out of bottled water, and those in towns with clean tap water were trying to sell it online. But by Monday morning, the pipe was fixed and testing was underway. The major catastrophe became a minor inconvenience.
Medium iced coffee, regular, please.
We don't have coffee.
Jack Shea, who commutes into the Boston area, was one of those caught off guard at a Dunkin' Donuts.
I think it's going to be rough. Well, I'll make it through the day.
Hospitals started washing medical instruments with hydrogen peroxide and washing hands with a special foam instead of soap and water, not unlike area school kids. Toddlers at this Newton nursery school discovered their little sinks covered in construction paper and teachers passing out Purell.
I want to use sanitizer.
But with the water plenty good for fire hydrants and flushing, many Boston area residents are counting their blessings. As one put it, it's not terrorist and it is temporary. This may turn out for many to have been little more than a couple of bad hair days. Tovia Smith, NPR News.